CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has begun clearing out the top ranks of the Pentagon, including firing the top military officer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and more, as we hear from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
President Trump fired the top Navy Admiral, Chief of Naval Operations Lisa Franchetti, and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. The firings are part of Trump's campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Trump is nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to be the next Joint Chiefs chairman. Six living Israeli hostages held by Hamas are due to be turned over to Israel and Gaza shortly. In return, Israel will release 600 Palestinian prisoners. Meanwhile, a body released by Palestinian militants was confirmed to be Shiri Bibas, the Israeli mother whose two young sons also died in captivity, murdered, Israel says, by their captors. President Trump will speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington.
The speech at the conference known as CPAC will be a friendly event for the president, populated by conservative Republicans. This annual event presents an opportunity for Republicans and candidates to share ideas and deliver speeches. But it is more likely this time to be a celebration of Trump himself. Some supporters are even referring to it as TPAC. In his speech, Trump is expected to tout his actions during the first month of his administration. He's also expected to cite his poll numbers and criticize the previous administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The mayor of Los Angeles has fired the city's fire chief.
Mayor Karen Bass was in West Africa last month as thousands of homes were destroyed in the Palisades. Despite weather forecasts calling for destructive, even deadly weather, Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley was in charge, and the mayor blames her for many missteps.
Every time there was a weather emergency, the chief has called me directly. That did not happen this time.
She also fired the chief because she failed to hold over 1,000 firefighters in the event the Palisades disaster intensified, which it did.
Firefighters were instead sent home.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson tells us the Associated Press is fighting back against the White House blocking its coverage.
The Associated Press, which has been restricted from access to the White House and their briefings, has decided to bring a lawsuit. And that makes sense because there very well could be a First Amendment violation and a due process violation that AP can claim.
The Trump team began blocking the AP from events because they're upset over how the wire service responded to the president changing the Gulf of Mexico name to the Gulf of America instead. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Look up in the sky. It's not a bird or a plane. It's your prescription.
One day, when you need a prescription filled, it may fly in and land in your backyard. The Wall Street Journal reports hospitals and doctors are experimenting with drones to deliver medications, lab tests, and supplies to patients being treated at home. Some are even testing whether they can be used to deliver organs for transplants more quickly and more cheaply. In some cities, the journal says, a 911 call could even summon a drone carrying a defibrillator, Narcan for overdoses, or a tourniquet to emergency. And evolving technology could lead to progress toward a set of rules that would pass FAA muster. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Lady Gaga confirmed she will perform a free concert on Rio de Janeiro's famous Copacabana beach on May 3. Gaga's concert on the beach will follow Madonna's free performance there last May. She drew an estimated 1.6 million people. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N. meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Reflections of the way life Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Every way, honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. And by the way, it's much too crowded. In the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
WRJN.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Gonna stay now. Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
down.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
We'll be right back.
She was born and raised in a great big old house full of brothers and sisters. And no one is better than I. I know I'm just an average guy. No football hero or school time god. Got empty pockets. You see, I'm a poor man, son. Can't give all the things that money can buy. But I never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's all right, but I can't do out of sight. Because my heart is true, she said, baby, everything is all right.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cry every night. woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Purging the Pentagon. President Trump has dismissed a range of high-ranking officials at the Defense Department.
President Trump has fired Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Lisa Franchetti. General Brown had been named by President Biden as the military's top officer and principal military advisor to the president just 16 months ago. Trump also fired the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and the top uniformed lawyers for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Trump said he's nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane, nicknamed Raisin Kane, to be the next Joint Chiefs Chairman. In the Gaza city of Rafah, Hamas is now in the process of transferring the first two of six living Israeli hostages to the Red Cross for return to Israel. Israel will then release 600 Palestinian prisoners. This as the Israelis cope with the transfer of bodies.
Yarden Bibas, who was released from Hamas captivity earlier this month,